Newstalk 1450 KFIZ. Welcome back in on a Monday. It is the first Monday of August. Yes, August is here. And as we continue to keep you up to date on what's happening in and around your community, it's time for our monthly chat with the Aging and Disability Resource Center of Fond du Lac County. Jackie Jakels joining us from the ADRC to keep us up to date on different things that are happening here this month and in the months beyond. Jackie, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. Doing well. Thanks for having me. It's hard to believe that it's August already.
Yeah, absolutely.
Time is flying.
Absolutely. Soon it's going to be, you know, Labor Day weekend, September and fall and back to school and all those things that that come with the fall time. But we'll enjoy August while it's here for sure. I know you had some reminders. I mentioned things coming up in August and beyond August, too. You wanted to remind folks about the Senior Expo dates that are coming up.
Yes, because time flies, it will be here before we know it. So I just want to remind folks of the dates for the Senior Expos. The Fond du Lac Senior Expo is going to be held on Tuesday, September 21st, and that'll be in Fond du Lac at the fairgrounds. There's also a Pond Senior Expo, and that's going to be held at the Central Wisconsin Christian School on Thursday, October 7th. And then the final Senior Expo is actually the Beaver Dam Senior Expo, held at Wayland Fieldhouse on Wednesday, October 13th. So kind of exciting to be able to have these events again and connect with people. I just wanted everyone to mark the date.
And like you said, those will be coming up pretty quick here on the calendar. The 21st, of course, the first one here in Fond du Lac. And no matter where you're listening from, maybe if we have some listeners a little bit further south, you can attend the Waupun or the Beaver Dam or the Fond du Lac, whatever suits you. Perfect opportunity.
Definitely.
Jackie, I know you had another reminder about the COVID-19 vaccine. There's probably still some folks out there who are interested in getting the vaccine, but maybe don't have the means to get to a place where they are able to do that, and the ADRC is willing to help out with setting that up, correct?
Exactly. So if anyone or someone that you know maybe is struggling to be able to get to a vaccination site or has difficulties maybe leaving their home. I know there's people out there who maybe weren't sure about getting the vaccine at first, but now would like it. You can certainly call us and we're happy to try and help you either get connected with a form of transportation or connect you with options to maybe obtain the vaccine at home. We just want to make sure that everyone who would like to be vaccinated has the opportunity to do so.
And if people have questions, they want to reach out for assistance with that, what's the best place they can go to do that?
Sure. Our general number is 920-929-3466. So if people just call that and explain what they're looking for, we'd be happy to help them try and figure it out.
Very good. Jackie, I know you had some information about power of attorney that the ADRC wanted to get out there.
Yeah, I just always like to remind people of the importance of having, you know, advance directives completed, their power of attorney documents. So I'm just going to use this time to give a little update about why someone would want to complete their advance directives. The state of Wisconsin is not a next of kin state. We often get people who are like, well, if something happens to me and I can't make my own decisions, my spouse will make those decisions or my adult child will make those decisions for me. But Wisconsin does not recognize alternate decision makers unless someone does some pre-planning and completes some advance directives. So this is true for anyone who would be over the age of 18. You need to authorize someone else to be able to make decisions specific to health care and finances. So while we here at the ADRC can give people a general overview of the documents, we can't help complete them, but we're happy to provide them to folks. And the Greater Wisconsin Agency on Aging has a lot of great resources, do-it-yourself packets with step-by-step instructions that that we would be happy to provide to folks to just to kind of explain how to complete the document and, again, why it's important. And then another just common misconception that I wanted to take a minute to educate people on is that if someone does complete a power of attorney, so if they have, you know, pre-planned and said, if I'm not able to make my decisions, this is who I want to make them, just understand that just because you complete that document does not mean that it's activated. So we will often get calls from someone that says, you know, I am this person's power of attorney. Our first question that we always ask back is, was that activated? So what that means is, because the document is completed, it would take two doctors to actually activate that. So I know there's people who sometimes get a little bit nervous to complete the document when they're still able to make their own decisions because they fear that they're giving away that authority to someone else to make those decisions. So we want to just educate people that, you know, just because you've done the document doesn't mean someone gets to take over making those decisions for you. It really would be that you'd have some kind of medical issue happening that you're unable to make those decisions, and that's when it would be activated. So again, if people want to ask some general questions or would like copies of the forms, or those other GWAR resources, we're happy to share them with anyone who might ask. All you would need to do is just call our general number. We'll give that again. It's 920-929-3466, and we'd be happy to help with that.
Some good information there, obviously. Just because the form is signed does not mean it's active, correct? And you can't just claim that you're someone's power of attorney either. That's not how things work either. So
exactly.
And Jackie, lastly, this morning you had some information about some home repair financing. Is that correct?
Yeah, we just actually got word that the USDA Rural Development has some home repair financing. So they have two different options potentially to people. There are some loan funds and with low interest rates, and there's also some grant funds still left available. So we did receive a wonderful flyer of information from USDA regarding the things that could potentially be helped with. So, you know, if an individual maybe has some home repair things that they need done, you know, or even maybe some modifications to your home to make it a little safer for you to be there, steps, handrail, those kind of things, these opportunities might be something that would be worth looking into. These grants are available through, the funding is available through September 30th. So we have a flyer that we'd be happy to share with folks. Otherwise, if you want more information directly from the USDA, the number that people would need to call, it's a centralized number for the state, so that would be 715-345-7611. I'll say that one more time. It's 715-345-7611. So, you know, if you've got some modifications or things that need to maybe happen to your home, this would maybe be worth exploring.
Very good, Jackie. Thank you as always. We'll talk again coming up in September. Have a great rest of the month.
Thank you so much.